From ESG Post in Singapore, I'm Zara Maung, and this is the ESG Podcast. Ibrahim Al-Zoubi is the Chief Sustainability Officer at Majid Al Futtaim, a retail and leisure company operating across the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. I talked to him about future trends in sustainability and transparency, including his company's plans to use blockchain and artificial intelligence to benefit stakeholders. Thanks so much for joining me, Ibrahim. Can you tell me something about your company?
I work for Majid Al Futtaim. We are a conglomerate from the United Arab Emirates. We have business in 15 countries, 15 markets, with an expansion to more than that, to up to 37 countries. Our main business is as a holding company. We have a properties business where we develop, build and own shopping centers, hotels, mixed-use communities. The second business is retail. We own the franchise, 100% the franchise of Carrefour 37 countries. And the third business is ventures, where we do the leisure entertainment. We own Vox Cinemas, snow business, fashion, finance, among other things. We've been in the business since more than 20 years. We are a company of more than 44,000 staff, and we have the honor to serve more than 500 million customers come across our assets, with the vision of our shareholders is to create great moments for everyone every day.
Specifically, you are interested in linking financial results to sustainability achievements. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you're doing that?
First of all, we look at our report and the data and reports is as a potential gold mine of information for different stakeholders. We do our best to share and be transparent and share targets, achieved, not achieved, but we do foresee a couple of topics as new emerging topics now in sustainability reporting, which is linking the sustainability achievements to financial results. It's one of the main reasons why companies should think of sustainability, not only for corporate citizenship or brand reputation or license to operate, but also for long-term profitability and cost savings. We do believe business as usual is no longer exist. The new business is sustainable business, and we use the report as a platform to link such things to our results as a company. Also, with the era of green sukuk or green bonds and ESG ratings, the way forward for investors is sustainable finance, green economy is booming, again the report can act as a platform to show the why and how linking having a sustainable business model. The second part we think and we foresee is emerging topic is the use of blockchain on supply chain. The use of blockchain on supply chain doesn't only save time and being more transparent, but also increase the quality of data that we have and we put in our reports. The third part is, and we see it as a future hot topic, is the use of artificial intelligence. AI is gaining a lot of attention recently. And we foresee that sustainability reporting can act as a platform to share the good side, the AI for good, which means how you can use AI to enhance your business operations, the well-being of your staff, the transparency, and enhancing the customer experience visiting your our assets or buying in our retail store or visiting some of our cinemas or one of our assets. So these three main topics we foresee that will be a hot topic or topics can be used within the sustainability reporting.
Now, you're a privately owned company, but people invest in you via Sharia-compliant green bonds. Can you tell me more about those green bonds?
Thank you for the question. Although we're privately owned, the shareholders of the company, they are not part of the operation decision-making. So we have proper governance. Each company is managed and by board of directors. The shareholder is not even on the board. The operation we have fully transparent. So we got an ESG rating. rating from Sustainalytics as low risk, and from MSCI as A-rated company when it comes to ESG. We do issue bonds though, or Sharia compliance sukuk. And just 2 months ago, we did the world's first benchmark for Sharia compliance green sukuk, where we did a roadshow in Paris, London, Singapore, and Hong Kong. And most of our investors are either investment bankers or banks. And there was a huge appetite. The target was to reach $500 million. We got an interest of $2.7 billion, and we approved $600 million. The bonds goes to invest and to be spent on four main pillars in our businesses, mainly the properties business. One, energy efficiency. The second part, water technologies and efficiencies in our assets. The third part is renewable energy. And fourth is green building. So the proceeds of this sukuk, green sukuk, goes to these four main pillars. And of course, it gets managed as any other bonds you see, but under the Sharia law, of course.
And regarding your supply chain, you mentioned you were interested in using blockchain to track your supply chain. How far are you planning to go down your supply chain, and how much do you report on your supply chain at the moment?
It started, to be honest with you, within our properties business, where our main of our supply chains came from construction. So we wanted to ensure that the construction employers implements the best accommodation, human rights, proper wage, fair wages to the contractors and the construction people that work and build our assets. So it started from there. We came up with a policy for accommodation for migrant workers. Then the evolution came into employees' welfare. And then we started looking at other supply chains when it comes to shopping malls, retail. And we looked at tier one suppliers when it comes to sustainable procurement and sustainable supply chain. And we found that we managed to make a difference within at least tier one suppliers. Then the questions we raised is, what about having an overall supply chain vision when it comes to even to our retail, which is from a traceability, fair trade, proper payments for farmers, for suppliers? And something we're looking at is using the blockchain, not only to save time, save money, but also to be more transparent within even our reporting to our supply chain operations, the way we deal, the way we get the products from, and who's doing it.
And moving on to AI, AI is often perceived as something that could be a negative thing, but you seem to believe that you can change that idea. What's your strategy for communicating AI to your stakeholders, and how do you think you can convince people that AI is a good thing?
Well, as a company, we don't only look at the financial sheets. We look at main three pillars, financial sheets to start with, and the second part, our human capital, our people. This is our main capital. And the third part, data. Data is king. Data is cash. Data is the new oil. So when we have access to data, you can either raise your sales, you can analyze, you can have a better decision. We do believe that AI can help us to have more accurate data and to go more digital. So although we're a brick and mortar company, but digital is the future. So we're going into that direction as well. And the access now to technology such as AI for good business, for accuracy, for time, for data analytics that we invest in can help the business and can help the communities we serve. We look at it from that way, and we do believe that sustainability reports can act as a platform to promote for the AI for good concept that we believe in, which is mainly data analytics, decision based on well-being, for example. Using the AI for well-being when you're in our stores to work with dietitians and on promoting for meals. It depends on what you eat. So again, data analytics is a big world. We're investing heavily on this. We just launched last year our School of Technology and Data Analytics, where we will use all these digital and AI technologies to help us to serve our customers more and to give the best customer experience for all our customers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.